Today we're going to do the topic of Kavush, which in Shulchan Aruch is only one Si'if. It's Simin Kuf Hei Si'if Aleph. But there's so much. If you look in the Halacha Lemaisa books, for example, one Halacha Lemaisa book that I've made reference to in the past, I finally brought in to show you what it is. Rabbi Hofstetter, Hilchos Basa B'Chalav, he has 40 out of his 400 pages, 45, 50 of those pages are on the halachas of Kavush. So even though it's one Sif in Shulchan Aruch, there are tremendous amount of permutations that one will see that applies. And there are many fascinating diunim in the Rishonim, the Poskim, in terms of halacha l'maisa. The Gemara tells us on Kuf Yud Aleph on the Beis that two halachas that we've barely discussed. One is because the world doesn't salt their chickens anymore, and that is Shmuel teaches us meliach is kiroseach, that when you salt, it's considered as if you heated something up, and kavush hareu kimavushal, and when you soak something with something else, it's considered as if you cooked it. Interesting shaila that maybe we'll get back to all the way at the end of the shiur is that the literal words of the Gemara is kimavushal, it's considered as if you cooked. What does that mean in terms of Hilchos Shabbos? If you soak something, what does it mean as far as mivushal? Another interesting diuk that I think is going to be important in many of the shitos that we're going to discuss, Mineu and the Bay and the Gemara, is that normally roseach and mivushal we think of as the same thing. That something you heat up and something that you cook are really the same thing. Why does the Gemara use a different lashon and call one thing roseach and call the other thing mivushal? Okay, but that is the Gemara, a well known Gemara. And that means practically, if you soak something, let's say you soak iser with a dvar heter, so then it'll make the item aser. That's how, of course, Shulchan Aruch begins. Iser shenishram heter me'es le'es. So immediately we have the time period over here, bitzonin, even though it's cold. Mikri kavush v'areu kimavushal. Mechaber quotes the Lashon HaGemara. V'nesar kulo. And all of it becomes aser. By the way, this stands in contrast to a halacha earlier that we had in Basar B'Chalav. If you take a look in Simin Tzadi Aleph, towards the end of Tzadi Aleph in terms of Malicha, so in Tzadi Aleph Hey, there we have the halachas of Malicha. Malicha only has the power to create Kedei Klipa. So if you take a look in Tzadi Aleph Hey, so there we have that if you do Malicha, so then in such case it's going to aser Kedei Klipa. If you do Kavush, then it's going to aser throughout. Okay, so that's a difference in terms of as far as the makeup of how far the iser is going to go. Of course, all of the Rishonim point out that this stands in contrast to Basar B'Chalav, that the Gemara famously tells us in Psachim and in Chulin, if you're tarig kolei yoma, if you soak Basar B'Chalav together the entire day, you will still not have the iser of Basar B'Chalav. Why? Because it's Derech Bishul, Asra Torah. The Rishonim are Medayik from the Lashon HaGemara, Tarei Le'kula Yomen. And that seems to say that the shear of Kavush is 24 hours. And that's why the Mechaber, amongst other reasons, the Mechaber says, Isra Shenishra Im Heter Me'es La'es. Me'es La'es means a 24-hour period. So where do we get that 24-hour period? So some Rishonim point to that, to when the Gemara is saying Basar B'Chalav is not the regular rule, that even if you're tari lay, if you soak it the entire day, it's not going to be an iser daraisa. So that might be a source, and that is, of course, the halacha, that to advance the iser, so then in such a case, it needs to be me'es la'es. This is a summary of the opening lines of the Beis Yosef. Immediately, one should take a look at the Taz. The Taz raises a fascinating discussion. There are two ways that one could involve oneself with the iser of kavush. One is when you have iser soaking with something else. That would be one instance. Another instance where you would have kavush would be when you have kosher food soaking in a non-kosher pot. So that would be another example of having kavush. Now here, the Taz and the Shach famously ask a fascinating question. And the question is so strong that the Taz and the Shach ultimately say that they're going to learn pshat entirely differently as far as the halachos of soaking in a pot. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz quotes an Iser v'Heter. Iser v'Heter says, logically, the same would apply. Just like when you have foods soaking with each other, so too, if you would have food soaking in a ser pot, the same halacha would apply. So let's take a look at Taz inside. Sifkat and Alf, Bisav, Heter, Kasav, Dimnishtah, Bahabasar, Bishriyasa, Me Ace, Le Ace, Vadai, Afakli, Asar, Bidiyavid, Vitzark, Shishim, Nega, Kulo. So the Isav, Heter actually gives the inverse case. What happens if you have the Basar that's Asar, that's soaking in a pot? That is that for 24 hours. So then, in such a case, the halacha is, wait, is that the case? Dimnishta habasar b'shuyaso, iser shenishra im heter, vade afakli aser b'diavad. Yeah, the iser heter's case is talking about where you have meat that's aser, that's soaking in a pot, and that would be the case in which it would be aser. Tov, that's the case of the iser heter. So he advances the same rule, and l'chur, that's what we would expect. Just like the halacha is, if you have meat that's aser, cooked in a pot, it makes the pot usher. So too, we would say the same applies. Same rules apply. What happens if we have the inverse? What happens if we have a kli that's usher and you're soaking food inside that's mutter? Would it transfer the tam? So here, the Isser V'Heter concludes, V'chein, this is about seven lines into the Taz in Sifkat and Aleph, V'chein by a heter sheshari b'kli shel iser ben yomo, v'chein iser sheshari b'kli shel heter sheaser akol. That the same would apply. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz asks a very sharp question. The Taz asks, wait a second. If you have a kli that's aser, and it takes 24 hours for kavush to work, so then you should never have a kli that is aser be able to give off tam into food. Why? Because if it takes 24 hours, by the time 24 hours come along, so then it would be no saying tam lufkam. That's the Taz's brilliant kasha. So that's the kasha that the Taz asks in the beginning of Sifkat and Aleph. And therefore, the Taz says, ulefi hanira, all the way at the end, about seven lines, right before the Hagos HaTaz, ulefi anira, says the Taz, the ain lesser b'dievet, mashenisho nispasho b'kli shesharabo iser me'eslay. So the Taz says this kash is so strong, even though it's a beferish iser v'heter, even though there's nowhere in Shulchan Aruch that we differentiate between whether you have food cooked soaking together, or you have a pot that's aser soaking with food, he says this kash is so strong, and therefore it would not aser. This is also, interestingly, the psak of the shach as well. The shach in Sifkat and Beis, at the end of Sifkat and Beis, the shach really should have Beis divide into two parts. The second half of Sifkat and Beis in the shach, I know it's towards the end of the simen, he says, Kosova Iser Veheter, he quotes the same Iser Veheter, and the shach comes to the same conclusion, asks the same kasha as the Taz, V'tema, Kivin de lo nasa kovish ela achar me'es la'es. This is, I would say, about ten lines before the end of Shach Sifkat and Beis. Since the only way it does its magic, Kavush takes 24 hours to do its magic, so then already the Kli is no Saint Tam Lefkam. If it's no Saint Tam Lefkam, then it won't give off the Yisr. And therefore the Shach is Mekel. And he says, not only that, he says, I have another Svara to be Mekel. Hayesh Poskim Delo Ave Kavush Ela Begimel Yamim. That there are some shitas who hold that kvisha only takes place after 3 days. Where's this? Where's this shita? So the Beis Yosef quotes this shita. That in regards to yayin nesef, there are times that the only time the yayin will give off its tam is if it's sitting there for 3 days. So therefore, the shach says, even though we don't paskin like that shita, clearly we paskin Shulchan Aruch, that the halacha is me'es la'es, nevertheless, says the shach, I can be mitzdarif another shita to be matir, and that is that kavush takes 3 days to transpire. And then finally, he says there are some shitas that say already becomes tam pogum with linas laila. We had shitas Rashi, who holds that linas laila already makes tam pogum. So therefore, the shach is mekel halacha lemaisa for the shach, at least for the shach and the taz halacha lemaisa. But it really defies the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch, but it's a brilliant kasha. Lemaisa, we're going to see that the Mishnah Brura in the Be'er Halacha is machmir lechatchila. We're going to see shortly, but you should have in your back pocket this awareness, and that is that even though kavush is kimavushal, it could very well be kavush kimavushal will only be unidirectional. It will only be when food is going into a pot, only when food is going into something else. However, if we're talking about a pot going into another item, so the Shach and the Taz say that it is a physical inconceivability to be able to create kavush. So this should be in your back pocket. The Be'er Heitev has a brilliant answer for Rov Rishonim, for the Issur Heter. If you take a look at the Be'er Heitev, Be'er Heitev over here is an Aleph in the parentheses. Vahagona Mechaber. He quotes the Taz as Kasha, and we're pointing out that's also a Shach as well. And then in the parentheses he says, Vahagon HaMechaber Mem Aleph, Shama, I'm not sure who the Mem Aleph is, Shama Mishem Morenu Yaakov Milublin. So they told me Torah Shraga is not going to Lublin, but we're in Lublin. We're able to be in Eretz Yisrael and in Lublin. He heard from Rabbi Yaakov Milublin the following. Bishlema, it's amazing how much Torah was in Lublin. How many quotes that you have in the Be'er Heitev in responding to the Shach Kashas, of the Shach and the Taz, left and right, the Be'er Heitev quotes from Gedolei Torah from Lublin. So he says the following teretz. Bishlema imakli omed reikam. It's true. If you had a pot that was city, Eresis, where I am, halfway through the Be'er Heitev, by the parentheses, Aleph, yeah, Be'er Heitev Aleph. So he says, Bishlemi makle omed reikon. So if the kli stands empty, nifka hatam. So then in such a case, then it becomes tam pogum. And therefore, if you soak in it after it was used for 24 hours, of course, then it wouldn't give off time. Aval kan sheomed bo heter tadir. But over here, it didn't work it this way. Imken kfar hischil lekabel tamo b'shlocho. There's a difference between the two. Over here, when it was sitting in the kli, it already started taking the tam when it was still b'shevach. The process of kvisha already began when it was still aser. So it's true. The moment you finish kvisha is going to be the moment that it's going to be nosein tam lefkam. But if you had even a percentage of it, now you could have argued 80, 90% of it, seems from Rabbi Yaakov Milublin, he's understanding even 5% of it. If as long as when the process was initiated, it began to get tam l'shevach, so it has tam l'shevach there, tam pogum only will be considered tam pogum if it was pogum mitchila v'atzov. This might be v'amev in yavin, ishpiach l'psof pogum. That might be a nafkamina. You don't have to formulate it that way. Either way, Rabbeinu Yaakov says, I have a teretz, I have a chiluk. Whether you hold the chiluk is mechalek, that's a separate question. But the Issur v'Heter wasn't crazy. The Issur v'Heter held that the halacha is that once the process starts, and it started l'shevach, so then, in such a case, the halacha would be that one should be machmir. The Pri Chadosh also has the svara. Okay. So that's Rabbeinu Yaakov Milublin's Teretz and the Pri Chadosh. So bottom line, halacha l'maisa, before I take Rav Eitan, if you take a look in the Mishnah, in the Be'er Halacha, in Simin Tav Mem Zayin Ches, I apologize that I did not photocopy it. It's very straightforward. The Be'er Halacha in Tav Mem Zayin Sif Ches says the following. He quotes this whole diyun, and he quotes the kashas of the Taz and the Shach. And then he says, "Mikol makom ein nir l'hakel lechatchila ubefrat b'zeh shegam achok Yaakov kasal le'isur achem b'shas hatchak nir diyishmes yesh lismoch l'hakel gam b'zeh." So b'shas hatchak, he says that you could be makel. So this will come up also in Hilchas Chametz b'Pesach. If you have a kli of chametz that you soaked in, this by the way happens. Every once in a while, people don't realize that they have something cold, and they didn't think about the problem of kavush, right? They think if it's cold, it's going to be okay. Let's spell it out, because we're getting close to Shoshim Yom Kodem HaPesach. So then if you have, let's say, Rabbanim tell people, you don't have to change all of your kelim. Let's say you have a crystal that you never use for anything hot. So crystal bowl. So then they'll say that the crystal bowl, you put candies inside, that you don't have to. It could be that people are makbid for it, but once you clean, it's going to be fine. So let's say you had that crystal bowl out. It was a chametz thing. And you thought your wife was going to put in candies. Your wife thought that you changed it into the Pesach things. And what happens? She puts something cold sitting there, something cold. So normally we would say, no problem, cold is not a problem. But this shayla is the last shayla that people think of. And that is a shayla of kavush. So now you had a shayla of kavush. It was sitting there and it was kavush. So now the question is the food going to be usser? So simple reading of kavush is that it's usser. Comes along the shach and the taz, and the shach and the taz say, no, it was already no saying tam lefgam. By the way, this would be, no saying tam lefgam would only be an argument according to the Mechaber, v'amevin yavin hilchos Pesach, not the Ramah. The Ramah is also machmer and no saying tam lefgam. But for Svardim, you would have had the argument that should be usser. Comes back, that for Svardim should be mutter, excuse me, because there's already no saying tam lefgam. But the Be'er Halacha says, l'chatchila one should be machmer, like the simple understanding of the Isser v'heter. However, b'di'evet, there would be room to be mekel for Svardim, as the Be'er Halacha paskins l'chatchila, like the simple pshat of the Mechaber and the Isser v'heter, against the Shach and the Taz. Yes, Rabbi Tan.
Thanks. To respond back to whoever was from Lublin,
yes,
and the Shach and the Taz,
yes.
I mean, the point was is that you can't say the answer of whoever the Be'er Yitzchak quoted.
Rabbeinu Yaakov, yeah.
The Be'er Yaakov.
The Pri Chodesh, by the way, also has a svar too. Okay.
24 hours is just when there's a Gemar Bishul, but before 24 hours, there's already start to be some bleas. So that was a svar. So, but then how come it is if you took it out after 23 hours, it's totally mutter? I mean, if you're going to taina that there's already bleas coming up
correct.
In 24 hours,
correct.
So then you should always be having a
correct. Bleas. Correct. Reitan is pointing out that what I'm happy about Rabbeinu Yaakov in Lublin is it doesn't make. The question is not irrefutable. That's what I want to make sure. It's not irrefutable. But you're pointing out you're going to need to use some fancy footwork, dahainu, because we know that kavush is only a full 24 hours. So if it's 23 hours, it wouldn't be kavush kamevushal. So your question is, that how could you say that it already started l'shevach, but it's only going to be considered kavush once it is 24 hours? So there is lamdus, you could say, but that's a fair question. You want to give the lamdus?
Yeah. I think you can say that the way kavush works, right? In general, if I have something kavush for 5 hours, you have to wash it off, right? But 24 hours is what makes it go fully in. So it's just waiting to go in. After 23 hours, it's on the outside of the food. It's waiting to go in. The thing is, that which is waiting there, if part of the time it was melting time was shvach, so then when it finally goes in and it penetrates into the meat after 24 hours, it's going to be good time.
Okay, yeah. The reason why I'm not miyachis to all of this is it gets involved with the the biochemistry of Hilchos Kashrus, and I can't claim that I've worked through the biochemistry of Kavush Kimavusho. But so therefore in a chanami, it's gonna be totally, in other words, what Rabin Yamin's teretz is dependent on how you understand how Kavush works. Is it more halachic? Is it more biochemical and so on? But Rabbeinu Yaakov gives us a working defense, and that to me is extremely important.
Also, the case that Rabbi gave with the bowl of candies.
Yes.
That also won't be a problem if the candies are in the bowl.
No. My shaila is not if there's candies in the bowl. My shaila would be: you thought that you were going to use it for candies, and the Rav said that people are very machmir. But you could just clean it out and use the same thing that you use the rest of the year. But then your wife put a tomato dip inside because she thought that you changed it. That was the case. I'm talking about tomato dip.
It would only be a problem though if it was within 24 hours.
And by the way, that's chometz, and that's going to get involved with another shaila.
It would only be a problem if it was within 24 hours of the candy. Because if it was 24 hours after the candy, it wouldn't be a problem, because then everyone...
Because it's no same time lefgam.
If it started within...
Ein hachanami. But for Ashkenazim, will be an afkamina. Because for Ashkenazim, our machmir even on Ein Ben Yomo.
We're saying that the candy is what made the thing...
No. I was being dramatic, that's all. I was trying to describe why you would have a crystal in your house, a crystal bowl that would be sitting on your Pesach table. And that's how we created the case. Okay. Rabosai, what are the hagdaros of something that's called kavush? In other words, what are the necessary practical requirements of what the food item needs to be considered kavush? So for example, let's state what's obviously not kavush. If you had two dvarim yevashim sitting on top of each other, that would not be called kavush. Kavush requires some, what we call, soaking process. So what exactly is that hakdar? Okay, so for that, the Prima Gadim spells out, both by us in Kuf Hey Aleph, as well earlier in both in the Mishpatel Zav, in Kuf Dalet Gimel, but we'll focus, since it's in our Simon, we'll focus in Kuf Hey Aleph. The Prima Gadim asks Kedarko Bekodesh very, very practical questions. By the way, whenever you learn a few Se'ifim, and you're like, wait a second, I want to take this and do this L'maisa, if you have a Hakdama, the Prima Gadim, then the Prima Gadim is going to take you L'maisa in his Hakdama. That was Rav Schachter's point, right? The Dover HaShol V'Hanishol. That all the questions, it wasn't a dramatic, brisker Maisa. It was just all the questions that the Prima Gadim asks. By the way, there's a teretz to Rav Schachter's Dechiyah, Bikaton. There was, Rav Chaim was saying a tremendous chidush in terms of chiluk between Treifa and Nevela and so on. That, as far as I know, doesn't appear at all in the Prima Gadim. So what Rav Schachter was pointing out is the first six questions that they say in the Brisker story were all standard shilas that come up. But the seventh punchline from Reb Chaim, that's not there. That's not there in the Prima Gadim. As far as I know. Okay, we could talk more. I'll give you the Mar Mokom after Shir, where the story appears in print. So you could look, sure, it's in print. It appears. Nowadays, almost all the stories are in print. 70 years ago, it wasn't in print. Okay, says the Prima Gadim. Va'ashiv b'ktzara, says the Prima Gadim, after his 6 points, he then says, da, kfisha mishpitzel zavav, lo shayich elodover gosh bedover tzolul maflit umavliya zemizet. So the punchline is, in order to have kavush, there are two requirements. You need something that is liquid, and you need something that is solid. If it's not a liquid and there's not a solid, so then in such a case, then the halacha would be that it would not be considered kavush. Lo b'shneim lachim, and also if both of them are lach, not only what I described, yavish b'yavish is not a problem of kavush, but also if both of them are lach, shezem yad yisar, when you have mitzvah of lach b'lach, then you always just do a cheshbon of tam. V'lo b'shneim gushim, etc., etc. So you need lachim and yevashim. So this brings up a question of what exactly qualifies as a dover lach. So, for example, what would you say, Rabosai, in regards to if you had meat that was sitting in ketchup? Okay, this comes up all the time. You have meat that's sitting in ketchup, so then is the ketchup for 24 hours? Is the ketchup become fleishiks? These you could make up your own siurim, but this happens all the time. What about mayonnaise? So where do you draw the line? One is considered a dover lach and a dover yavish. So here Rav Hofstetter does a good job, and that is the following. His father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, graced with many millions to create Dirshu, and also so that his son should easily print Svarim. He's done a nice job. Well, every once in a while I think he's a little machmir, but it's what's fantastic about the Sefer is a sugya like kavush, which is all over the place. He really puts everything, he's misader everything in an amazing way. So he writes as follows, page Tav Kuf in Rav Hofstetter's book, Geder Mashke, who called over rach ad shagush hamunach b'selchol yachol lisno'a mimakom lemakom. So this is really a quote directly from our Prima Gadim. If you take a look, the Prima Gadim just a little, another line, he says, another two lines later, again, it's about, I would say 12 lines into Sifkat and Aleph in the Mishpatzel Zav, Vafilu Shuman v'Iser Munach B'Socho Koshu Kosher Lo Ave Kavush. So if you remember when we spoke about the Achbar, we had a Ramah talking about Shuman that was dried up, that you had fat that would already become solid, and Shuman that was liquidy. So there the Prima Gadim already points out that if you read the Rishonim carefully, they differentiate between Shuman that's become solid versus Shuman that's still liquidy. What is liquidy? So says the Prima Gadim, it moves. That if you shake it around, if you would shake the cup, would it move? So in other words, would itself move? Just like, what I mean by that is just like here, you see the water moving, so that's a Dover Anoza. But what about these middle categories? So he says the Prima Gadim said something that moves. And therefore he says, L'maisa, L'arzos, ketchup, kasher unoz li, shayaches be kvisha, ketchup would qualify as kvisha, amnam b'mayonnaise, ain shayaches kvisha. So it might depend also which ketchup. You talk about Heinz ketchup, the Israeli, the the Israeli ketchup versus the American ketchup. The at least once upon a time, the American ketchup was much thicker than the Israeli ketchup. My children and I have a disagreement what ketchup tastes better. My children think that Osem ketchup tastes better than Heinz ketchup. They don't know what they're talking about. Yeah, it's sweeter. It's sweeter. That's it. Okay. All right. But everybody here is biased. So,
So
he passes like this. He says that ketchup is considered nozel. Because that, if you would shake it around and you would look at the top, you would see it move a little. In contrast to mayonnaise, you would not see it move. That's his hashara.
Mayonnaise moves more than ketchup.
You think so?
Okay.
All right. So Rabbi Yamin, we start raising money and you write your own sefer. This is the last few years. Last couple years. So that's it. Maybe. I don't know. He grew up in Canada, I think. He now lives in Eretz Yisrael. But anyhow. But bottom line is, I'm just giving you not so much to sort of paskin which way it goes, but more to bring out the question. It needs to be in a davar nozel. If it's not in a davar nozel, it wouldn't apply. I think mayonnaise, let me tell you what I think makes sense. Mayonnaise, it seems to me, all mayonnaise is a davar gush. It really doesn't qualify as the prima gaudens things as being nozel. I think ketchup, it really depends on the thickness of the ketchup itself. Yes, Eitan.
The prima gaudens of dar is not that it moves, it's that can something move in it. The case was the achbar. Can an achbar swim in ketchup? And it's, I don't think an achbar can swim in
Well, but take a look, you're right, but maybe wrong also. Let's take a look at the prima gaudens in Kuf Dalet Gimel. Take a look at Kuf Dalet Gimel. Vida. You have that in the previous simin. That was the case of the achbar and so on. That was where he was commenting. It says v'dat the kovish lo have el yavesh b'mashket zalul the kol shuhu rach shemisnaeyam mimakom lemakom rach mikari le'inyin kvisha. So even though you might be right in the case of the achbar, the question is whether you're right in the prima gaudens hagdara. The prima gaudens hagdara is that it's something that is rach that's misnaeyam mimakom lemakom. So it sounds like he's actually using the definition that Rav Hofstetter gives. You want to argue that maybe in Hilchos Achbar that might not be the case. You might be right. But this, in terms of the way the Prima Gaudim says it, it seems that the Prima Gaudim is saying it this way. Yes, Jakey?
When we say a liquid moves, that means that, like, when you have jello, you shake it, it wobbles.
Right.
So we're not talking about that. We're talking about if you shake it, the actual...
Right, because the mayonnaise wobbles also. Right. I think the mayonnaise... Right. We're talking about that the actual... The actual liquid is a movement, in contrast to the whole gush being a movement. Because that matter, if you shake a dish with a piece of meat, the meat is going to move as well. Okay. Way too much time spent on Haynes and Osem. Yeah, go ahead. Well, we have these beautiful shachs and tazes coming along.
If
yeah.
You say that it's not kosher, so it's in ketchup.
Yes.
So then, like, practically, how would you, like, use that ketchup for meat, for milk?
What would be the tziur? Very simple. You had ketchup, which had basar sitting inside, and now you wanted to use that ketchup on a pizza.
But how are you going to separate it? You still have to do like a hadakha.
Yeah, for sure. What you would do is, you would take out the piece of meat, you would scoop out a full layer worth of the area of the ketchup that was around, but here the chiddush of kavush is that the whole thing, that whole dish of ketchup is going to be fleishiks. And this could come up. This will come up at a meal. You notice that some of the tomato dip, there was a piece of meat that fell inside. Is that tomato dip now entirely fleishiks? So if it sits for 24 hours, it's one of the shilas. This is one of the shilas that I think people think about the least. People think about the least is kavush. Because our gut is always to say, whenever there's no heat, then it's all mutter. But it's not true. There are many cases that al pi halacha. Remember Rabosai. I think when I was younger, I thought, this is a din d'rabbanan. No, this is not a din d'rabbanan. This is a din d'oraisa. Kavush is kemavushal is a din d'oraisa. We learned that it's only basar v'chalav that's going to halacha is that's mutar ba'ana because basar v'chalav is derech bishul. But this would be considered if you had a piece of pork that was sitting inside ketchup. That ketchup would be pork min haTorah. have a din pork. Not, you wouldn't get malchus of gzais p'tei achilas pras, of course, but it would have a din pork min ha-Torah. I think people underestimate how dangerous, quote unquote, kavush could be. Yeah.
So if something from kavush comes basher, you need to wait. Also.
What's that? If something
you need to wait if it became basher.
That's right. Right. Then it would have a din. It would have a din mamish of the basher. We have to wait 6 hours.
If I take this ketchup and then eat it with milk, that's basher called the
raisa. Right. Right. No, you would have to cook it with milk.
Yeah. How can it? If we say that ketchup is not liquid, or we say that there's no kavush, it's so impossible that you can't scoop out, it doesn't retain the shape that it had. Maybe that would be the
tzvara?
That would maybe be a standard if you're able to get rid of it. Mayonnaise, like if you have something in a chunk of mayonnaise, like and when you take it out, the there'll be a crater.
Right. Here there's no crater, and that's exactly the point.
Yeah.
So you're now coming along to Rav Hofstadter's position. Very good. Okay, let's continue, Rabbi Osai. So here we have this. That's the basic hagdara. Now, there is an important heter that one should be aware of. Of course, as Rabbi Eitan and Rabbi Yamin pointed out already, the iser of kavush is only if it's 24 hours. If it's not 24 hours, it's been sitting there for 23 hours. It's heter gomor. It's an all or we're playing an all or nothing game. Obviously, we learn Meliach is a different halacha. We're going to see that there might be another din called Melicha Kiroseach that might take a much shorter period of time, as we alluded to when we read the Gemara. But in terms of the din of Kavush Kimavushal, it's an all or nothing game. Either it's been there for 24 hours and it gets all the Isser, or it's been there for less than 24 hours and it gets nothing, which then begs the question that you were asking, what is the biophysics and so on, biochemistry, whatever it's called. And that's not our reason. So, now, what happens if it's been sitting there for more than 24 hours, but the water was changed? So this is a Piskei Tshuva. Rav Moshe quotes it in his Tshuvas. That's in the booklet. The Tshuva from Rav Moshe is in Yoredeya. Chelek Beis Simin Chaf, and it is a Piskei Tshuva earlier in Simin Samach Tes Sivkatan Lamigimel, that this comes up. Many of these shilas come up. I told you this is all over the place. Hilchos Kavush is all over the place because there is an important shita of the Isser V'Heter that has nothing to do with Hilchos Taruvos, and that is the shita of the Isser V'Heter is that if you have meat that has not been salted, that's sitting for 24 hours in water. So that means that the water will absorb the blood that is aser, right, in that meat, and then it will make the piece of meat aser. That's the shita of the Isser V'Heter. So comes along the Piskei Tshuva that says that that's dafka if you didn't change the water. But if you change the water, so then you every time you change the water, you get a new clock. That's what the Piskei Tshuva quotes from the Tshuva's Shev Yaakov. So in Simen Samach Tes Sivkat Lami Gimel, we learn two things in the Piskei Tshuva. Number one, the halacha is that you're changing the water is the Eitzah. Number two is it has to be sitting there for a full 24 hours. If it doesn't sit there for a full 24 hours, then it's going to be fine. Okay, so Rav Moshe discusses similar types of cases, and Rav Moshe says it doesn't even need that your mamash change the water. As long as there's moving water. For example, Rav Moshe discusses, let's say you put ice, and the ice is melting over the meat, so and there's some type of movement from the water, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that that's also considered mayim mischalfin. Where did Rav Moshe get it from? Rav Moshe gets it from that Piskei Tshuva as well in Hilchos Melicha. That Piskei Tshuva says the following. If you have meat that's sitting in only, this can only take place in Europe 500 years ago, this wouldn't happen today, but you had meat that was sitting in a well, but not a well, not a stagnant well, let me say that better, a mayon.
Spring.
A spring. So you had moving water, so then in such a case, even if that moving water was limited to a particular place, since the water is moving, then the halacha of kvisha doesn't apply. So Ramesha uses this halacha lemaisa in shilas of where you had, this happened all the time, shilas of meat that was sitting and kavush and so on. So Ramesha uses that in that shila. Today these shilas don't happen, but once upon a time these shilas happened left and right. So it's mayim mischalfim, so there's no din of kavush. Interestingly, Rav Hofstetter shows from Poskim that they brilliantly applied this to a shaila that's probably you've thought about or someone's hacked you about, and now you can answer on some level intelligently. And that is the famous shaila about chametz in reservoirs. If you have chametz in a reservoir, why is it that we know that chametz is aser b'mashu? If chametz is aser b'mashu, so how are you allowed to drink water in a reservoir? Let's say the experts tell you for sure, it's not that we know for sure that the chametz will fall into the reservoir and make all of the and will be there. So we learn that chametz is aser b'mashu. So Rav Hofstetter says a quote from Poskim that based on this Shuvav Ramosha, this appears in his on Tuf Kuv Gimel, and that I have in the booklet. It's towards the end of the booklet. It says Shir Kvisha on the top. He says that this would be the answer of drinking for reservoirs on some level. And that is that the Avnei Nezer said that the Ritva already told us that the Yisr Mashu only applies to Mayim Tzlushin. And why would that be? Because it could very well be that once it's moving, then there isn't a din of kavush. If there isn't a din of kavush, so then in such a case, it's not going to be a problem. That the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Hilchos Pesach, in Simin Tov Samach Zayin Se'if Lamegimel. This he quotes all in the footnotes on the bottom of the first column. So this would be the heter. By the way, it doesn't solve the problem of whether a chametz of mashu comes through your berez, comes through the spout. But if you're not concerned that a mashu of chametz is going to come through the spout, but you're just concerned about the din of kavush, that's the answer to the question. By the way, because of the concern of a little bit of mashu coming through, there are some who put filters on top of their water and so on, but the kavush is solved by this yesod that we have of the Pisrei Tshuva. Okay, so that is the rule, that you need 24 hours, and even mayim hameschalfim is mutter, and not only is it mayim hameschalfim that's going to be mutter, but any moving water already changes the din of kavush. Okay, that's in terms of the Hagdoros, Rabosai. Now we're ready to continue in the Rambam. So we learned, the Mechaber told us, Isru shenishem heter me'es la'es b'tzonim mikri kavush, v'arei hu kimavushal v'nesar kulo. Aval pachas mikan ba'adach asagi. Says the Rama, v'chol makom darmin and kavush kimavushal, anytime we say kavush kimavushal, afilu ma shechutz lekvisha asur, da'yadea kvisha shelamata mifapeh lemala kimo bebishal. So the Rama has a chumrah that says that what happens if you have the item of iser partially in, the item partially in and partially out. And the iser is the water. So let's say you had water that already had tam iser, and you had meat that was soaking inside, but the meat was partially and partially out. So here there's machlokis, yesh miklim basha b'chutz. Bottom line is, as far as that machlokis, this doesn't happen too often, but it can happen. Bottom line is, most poskim are makel b'dieved. They're machmir l'chatchila, but b'dieved they're going to be makel, that you only have to be machmir on that which is inside. That which is outside, you don't have to be choshesh, is going to spread. So far so good, Rabosai? Good. The Ramah continues, v'safek kavush asur. If you have a safek kavush, then that's going to be asur. Why? Because we saw that kavush is a din d'oraisa. And therefore, if you have a suffix of whether it was kavush, the halacha is that you're going to have to be machmir. That's how the Taz spells out beautifully. The Rama, of course, goes on. Milvad bebasar b'chol, dazlin l'kul, de minatora in asar, rak bishul mamish, that the only time we'll be machmir is by shari surim. But basar b'cholav, since you need to have derech bishul, that's going to be different than shari surim. Now the Taz tries to qualify this din of the chumrah of the Rama. Says the Taz as follows. Pirush. Everybody have a gimel in the Taz. Shanu rom shenichbash, rak sheyesh safek im nichbash yom shalim. We're talking about a case that we know for sure that it's soaked, but we're not sure if it was for a 24-hour period. We learned that in Siman Tzadi Ches, that if you have a safek of whether Rishishim to be a vatal iser, since it's a safek d'oraisa, you have to go to Chumrah, so too over here. You're not sure if the kvisha was for 24 hours or 23 hours. You have a legitimate safek. You're going to have to be machmir because safek d'oraisa l'chumrah. Continues the Taz, el adetzarechiyun, deshani hasam, sha iser hu borur, el ashashvichi safek, ma she'en ken kan. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz basically disagrees with the psak of the Rama. And he says, over here, we don't even know if there's any Isser at all. We don't know if it's soaked for 24 hours. In the case of where you have Isser, but you're not sure if there's Shishim, there's Vaday Isser over there. Over here, there isn't Vaday Isser. If there isn't Vaday Isser, so then we're not machzikin on Isura. What would be the only case where you could be able, you would have to be machmir by kavush? You would be machmir by kavush where you had two things, two pieces of meat. One was for sure kavush, and the other was not kavush. In a case of where, and they get mixed up. So then you would have safek kavush, and both those pieces of meat are going to have to be aser. But over here, all you have is no reason to believe that there's Isser. So there's what we call a cheskas heter. If there's a cheskas heter, says the Taz, one could be mekel. So let's read the whole Taz. Elo de tzarech yun, de shani asam she Isser borur. When it came to a case where you had vada Isser, a piece of meat, and you're not sure if it makes the rest of the pot asr because maybe there isn't shishim keneged, so then we're machmir if you can't be mishar shishim. Why are we machmir? Because you have vada Isser, and a safek whether it made everything else asr. Elisha shvichi safek. Mashen ken kan. Over here, you don't even know that there's Isser. V'yesh raya brura lahatir misimen reish al sif samachay. Says the Taz, I could bring a raya from a famous case in Mikvah. Meseches Nida famously, Shev Shmaitza famously discusses this case. B'mikvah shelo huchzak lios meimav misma'atim. If you have a mikvah that you don't know that it has less than 40 sa, da'afal pi shelo pa'amim misma'atim, ein tzarech lachzar v'litvol min adin. Let's say the woman went to the mikvah, and there was no reason to believe it was less than 40 sa. And then you checked it afterwards, and it turns out that it didn't have 40 sa. Since at the time that she went into mikvah, there's a chazaka that it was kosher. So then, in such a case, one can be mekel. Vim kein kal v'chomer lekan. Dema hasam sheish vaday tame. Says the Taz, even though in that case the woman's vaday tame. Afilu achi azlina lekula machmas cheskas amikva. But the original cheskas amikva was that there was 40 sa. There was no reason to believe that the mikvah was losing its 40 sa. Now that we measured it, we see after the woman went to the mikvah, we see that there's less than 40 sa. So nevertheless, we say that the mikvah has its cheskas meikara. Certainly over here, where there's no reason to presume that the ketchup is aser. Never, and why would we say in the case of safek kavush that the ketchup is going to be aser? Aye, then what is the pshat of those rishonim say safek kavush are going to be machmir? So Pischei Tshuva spells out from the Crazy Uplacy and others that says that we're talking about, as I mentioned, where you have two chatichas, one you know was kavush, and one you don't know wasn't kavush, and both of them get mixed up. That's a safek d'oraisa. Then you're going to be machmir. But in this case, you're not going to be machmir. In this case, because there's a cheskas har. Yeah.
Well, what is it? So one is kavush and the other is...
We know for sure that the one was for sure kavush. In other words, continuing with our ketchup. So we have two pieces of bowls of ketchup. One we know was holding pork, and the other we know was holding kosher meat. And those two things get mixed up. So when you have both those things that get mixed up, then you're going to have to be machmir. Then that's safek kavush, then you're going to have to be machmir. But if you don't even know that there was kavush at all, says the Taz, there's no reason to be machmir. Oh, comes along the shach in the Nekudas HaKesef, and the shach says, I've got a teretz. And then the Shmaitzer comes along and says, and I've got a teretz. To the Shach. But comes along the Shach, and the Shach says, no, the Ramah didn't say this. The Ramah was talking about all instances. The Crazy Uplacy's limitation is not correct, but the Taz's Raya from Mikveh is wrong. Let's take a look at Nekudas HaKesef. Aleph, Kal v'chomer pirchai. It's a difficult question. Dahasam hemin ha-mikva al-cheskasai v'harei shalim b'faneinu. There, in that case, the mikvah had a cheskas kshera, and it was shalim b'faneinu. When the woman went in, there was no reason to believe that the mikvah was problematic. Aval hacha Israel cheskes kashrus, but over here there was a reis on the cheskes kashrus. The ketchup, yes, the ketchup has an OU on it, but that OU was not given to once we had a possibility that was soaked with pork. So what cheskes kashrus do you have? The cheskes kashrus was that Heinz is okay, that Osem is okay, but now Louis the cheskes kashrus, the mikvah has a fine cheskes kashrus. It's only afterwards. But when the women went to the mikvah, it had a cheskes kashrus. So even though she has a cheskes tmeya, but there was no reyesa in the mikvah. In contrast to the ketchup has a reyesa inside of it. Who said the hilchos kashrus doesn't have lomdus? Okay, Rabosai, so far so good. Safik kavush, Ramaz machmir, a summary. Three sentences. Safik kavush, Rama is machmir, comes along the Taz and says, I don't understand why he's machmir, because it should be no different than the mikvah, that we say that the mikvah, afterwards we realize that there was a shaila. As long as we don't know for sure that there was a shaila in the mikvah, the halach is that it retains its cheskes kashrus, so too, the ketchup should retain its cheskes kashrus. Comes along the Mekudas HaKesef, the Taz didn't cheshben out his lamda shakasha. Comes along the shach, and the shach says, the mikvah still had, there was no reisa in its cheskes kashrus when she went to the mikvah. In contrast to the ketchup, there was a moment in which we saw the chazer sitting there, and we're not sure if it was 3 hours or 24 hours, then it lost its cheskes kashrus. Its OU falls away. It's a safek OU, but it's still a safek. If it's a safek, then we're going to be machmir. That's the Nekudas HaKesef. So if you take a look in our booklet, the Shev Shmaitza has a simple teretz once you accept Tosis' Shita throughout Shas. If you take a look, the Shmaitza in Gimel Zayin quotes this. This makes itself all the way into Shev Shmaitza. In Gimel Zayin, he quotes, summarizes the whole thing, the Ramah, the Taz, and the Kudas HaKesef, and his punchline is, Ulfima shegasavnu l'il d'l'chulim muki achazok ad'mei karab v'hashtahu d'isra. Vafilu benida the vade rasa amrinan dayashita shaita lechulin v'lo isra b'kachma da'achshav rasa. The Shev Shmaitza says that he thinks that the Taz is right, because that when it comes to anything aside from kachim and truma, the halacha is we always assume that you go after the chazaka da'ashta. You never presume that there was a previous problem. You never presume that there was some type of previous problem. And therefore, he says, when it comes to the case of a nida that finds dam, so it's true that we're machmir, either mifkida lefkida or mishaita leshaita. Either you go back to last time she checked, or you go back and assume that she was tame for 24 hours. But that's only for truma and kachin. That the truma and kachin that she touches is considered tmeya. But for everything else, we look mehashta. We look from now. So therefore, he says, im kain, b'safik kavush de lo isra ma dinishra lefaneinu. But when it comes to safik kavush, there still wasn't a reyesa lefaneinu. In that way, it's similar to mikvah. There is no reyesa lefaneinu. We don't know for sure that the chazaka was undone. So then, v'amrinan hashtu dinishra. So then we could say that it's the latest time that it fell in. Not the earliest possible time, the latest time. So therefore, the latest time is 23 hours ago. We don't have to say that it was earlier, that was 24 hours ago. As long as you have a legitimate suffix that was 23, then we say hashta hu nimtza. So this is the Shev Shmaitza's teretz to the kasha. Either way, halacha l'maisa, this is a big machlokis in regards to suffix kovush. Kim dumani, that the world is machmir, like the question of the shach, because at the end of the day, it's a beferish ramah. But one should be aware that there is this big discussion. However, Chacham Avadya Zatzal pulls out, Kedarko B'Kodesh begins to pull out Snifim Lahakya. He summarized this Taz in Nekudas HaKesef, and then he says, but wait a second. He says, and this will segue into our next sugya. The Chacham Avadya in Chelek Yoredeus. Yes, this is Yabia Omer. This is in Chelek Ches, Tshuva Zayin. Chacham Avadya deals with the shilas that we said that don't come up too often today, and that is meat that wasn't salted yet, that was soaking in water. So we saw, we mentioned the Shitas Ha'agur, that once it's soaking for 24 hours, it's going to be asur. But what happens if you have a suffix, whether it's 24 hours? Ah, so that gets back into all these shilas. So then Chacham Avadya in Os Dalid pulls out a fast one. And his fast one will segue into the next very important sugya. And that is, what does kavush apply to? We've been assuming up until now that kavush applies to mayonnaise, it applies to ketchup, assuming a mayonnaise is a nozel, that it applies to ketchup, it applies to water, and so on and so forth. Says Chacham Avadya, wait a second. If that would be so, then we might have to be machmir for this Rama against the... But he says, Shitas Rashi is not that way. If you take a look at the Beis Yosef, at Rabosai, look at this Beis Yosef. We're going to make a few references now to the Beis Yosef. In all the way, everything here is in the beginning of the Siman. So the Beis Yosef quotes a Mordechi. It's the second Dibur HaMaskel in our Siman in Kufhei. Because on Mordechi, Bechol Mokom, the Mordechi writes, every place, it's amazing, Rashi is consistent throughout Shas. Bechol Mokom Pirush Rashi Kavush Bechometz. Rashi, when he speaks about kavush, speaks being kavush in vinegar. Avo below chometz ain't mikavushal, but if it's not chometz, it's not considered mavushal. Now there are two kashas that all the Rishonim ask that the Beis Yosef makes reference to. One is that in Maseches Shvius we talk about shemen of Shvius that is soaking with a flour, flower, a vered. So there, when that the shemen of shvius gives off tam shvius into the flour. By the way, it's one of the hardest mishnayos in Shas, that mishnah over there. But that much, this part is easy, and that is that the mishnah there says that if you have oil that's soaking with the flour in shmita, so then the flour has that din. So what do you see? You see beferish. It's not only talking about vinegar. So that's one of the reasons the Rishonim say the Mordechi is wrong, Bedas Rashi. It's a coincidence. Rashi happened to have described every case as chometz, or Rashi's wrong. But they'll probably want to say that Rashi is right, but Rashi just happened to have given the example of chometz. But that's why in Shulchan Aruch we see that the halacha is that it applies not only to cates of chometz. Why would it apply only to chometz? Because chometz is something that's sharp. It has a sharpness to it. So that's more likely to generate some type of bishul process. But if you have something like water, it's not going to apply. By the way, another kasha is by Basar B'chalav. By the way, some Rishonim say that maybe oil is another exception. Oil is like chometz. The Pashtus is not, because they're medame to other halachos of kavush over there. Pashtus is not. Pashtus mishnah is not that way. You could try to advance such a thing, but it would be a little bit difficult. The other raya is we saw by Basar B'chalav. What did the Gemara say? That by Basar B'chalav, it's not Asr min HaTorah, it's only Asr min HaRabbanan. But everything else is Asr. That's the mashmos of the Gemara. So you see that it doesn't only apply to Dav Rachamis, it applies to meat as well. So what does Sham Rishonim say to defend the Mordechi? They say, and meat. Chometz and meat. Why meat? Because meat is more penetrable. Meat has bikaim, as we've spoken about in the past. So at the end of the day, you're going to have it starts chipping away. And most Rishonim then say, all right, you know, these terutzim are too dachuk. And the answer is that everything is considered kavush. Comes along Chacham Avadya. Chacham Avadya says, if it would be a safek hashakul, and if you were choker, is the Shev Shmaitza right or somebody else right? The Taz and Akudas HaKesef. Then I hear that you would have to be. That you have to be machmir. But over here you have another snifla akel. The other snifla akel is chometz. So that's this. Why am I doing this? Number one is just to summarize, and again, to give you something to put in your back pocket. That to know that there is Chacham Avadya Zatzal uses, obviously this is a methodological issue. You know, Rav Yosha would be much less likely to use such a snif. You know, at the end of the day, if one line in the Beis Yosef is not going to change Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is mefurish, not this way, as we're going to see shortly. So therefore, but you should be aware that Chacham Avadya Zatzal used this as a sniff to be matir in the case of Safek. The Pisrei Tshuva gets pretty gory over here. If you take a look, Pisrei Tshuva in Vesafek Kavush, in Oz Gimel, So he summarizes everything that we've done up until now. He discusses the crazy Uplesi, who goes with the Taz, and then he discusses that the Toldos Yitzchak Paskins like the Ramah, and that's what I mentioned to you. And then he says, V'ayim b'tshuvas pre-tvua. This happened, and Rav Miller claims that this happened in Yerushalayim 60 years ago as well. Parental guidance suggested over here. Take a look at this. Al odos be'er amayim asher chofar goy echad v'nofol osel chamayim umeis. You had some a human being that drowned in water and was sitting there for an extended period of time before people were aware of it. So now the shaila is the water usser as kavush? What's the isser? So the Rambam paskins in Macholos Asuras, in the beginning of Macholos Asuras, and this is a big Macholos Rishonim, why is eating human flesh usser? So the Rambam says that human flesh is usser as an isser asay, that the Torah tells you the flesh that you're supposed to eat is an animal that you slaughter. Mashma, that's not supposed to be a human being, whether you slaughtered, God forbid, or not. In other words, that would be, by the way, this is an entree for Purim Torah, if anybody wants to talk about Haman and Yaradeh. So this would be an interesting pilpul. So the Rambam holds that it's not an Isser Lav. There's some Rishonim hold that it's an Isser Lav, but there are other Rishonim hold that it's an Isser Aseh. So Pisrei Tshuva quotes this in Sifkat and Gimel, and he says, therefore, obviously this technicality, as far as I'm concerned, is small compared to the human tragedy. But we don't want to trivialize a phenomenon of a human being dying due to drowning, and then our only interest being whether the water is mutter, whether the water is aser. But at the end of the day, this is something that comes up in the poskim, and that shaila was presented, and here they discuss the Pesachei Tshuva quotes that there are those who are mako. Let's take a look at that Pisrei Tshuva. V'yesh safek, halfway through Gimel. V'yesh safek im nechbash betocho me'ez l'esa. There was a safek whether the body was there for 24 hours. V'tzidei l'hakel, kivin de'en kan rak safek kavlish. Number one, you have safek kavlish, and we have the Taz's kula. And number two, v'en kan rak isra'seh. And number two, we pass him like the Rambam, that's only in isra'seh. Number three, v'agam de'ikla svuke shemu nosein tam lefkan. And maybe we consider human flesh as nosein tam lefkan. Just a second.
But they don't know.
They're right. They weren't sure. Right. You're right. The way I presented it insinuated that. Correct. It was a place where it wasn't clear. He then quotes a Noda Behuda who has another Tzad Lahakel, and the Noda Behuda says he's basically, it's a brilliant shuv of the Noda Behuda Simon Chavav, and I'm going to trivialize it. The Noda Behuda says I'm all confused. What is kavush and what is not kavush? You know, remember we quoted Rashi, so many other shitas. He says there's so many different shitas as far as kavush is concerned. So he says, you know what kavush is? The things that Chazal say are kavush. Anything else is not kavush. Because there's so many there, like we pointed out, there are problems in Rashi and others. So Noda Behuda says, when Mishum Hachi concludes the Pesachei Tshuva, Osem Aminim Shem Mefurashim Nesam V'Kvisha, Dikol Meimer Shema Ein Tivam Levlaw B'Kavash Yesh Makom Lahakel. So certainly, when it comes to human flesh, there's room to argue that a human body in general, that it's Nos in Tam Lefkam, etc., etc. The gory story continues that Ramiller claims that 60 years ago, there was a kashrus organization that made an announcement of one of their things that they were involved in, that had given kashrus a production in a intense factory, which was also very, very large vats, but very tight space. I think it was a wine company. I think he says a wine company. And they put an announcement in the paper here in Yerushalayim that all of the wine is usher to drink until further notice. And Rav Miller somehow knew that the shaila actually was that there was someone who had fallen in and died in a massive vat. Some of the wine companies you'll see when you go up north, massive, massive vats, Hashem Yirachem. Someone had died inside, and the shaila of Kavush. The body was only found significant time later. Shaila of Kavush on the wine, so that that kashrus organization was machmir. But again, there are pischei tshuvas that are meiko. Okay, you can't make these stories up. Yeah.
Just
Because our Rajas sound well felt for the first story.
By the way, in 60 years from now, everybody's going to be quoting this week. When there was a Mirtz Hashem, everybody's going to be fine, and so on. When there was a coronavirus, so then there were people in America who heard Megillah over the phone. By the way, in Eretz Yisrael probably also. Yeah. Yeah.
Also, another talhaka would be Ravages, that water is after by chomets.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah, many studim over here, lahaka. Okay. For this small sif, there's so much exciting stuff over here. Okay, let's keep on moving. I just lost the paper over here that I'm looking for. Yeah, here we go. The Mechaber continues. V'imu kavush b'toch tzir or b'toch chometz. If you have something that was kavush inside of tzir or chometz, im shoa kidei shi'itnenu ala or v'yarsiach v'yaschil ispashel hareyu kemevushol. Rabosai, now we start a new topic. The new topic is as follows. I'd like to connect it to the pshat question that we had asked in the Gemara. We had seen that the Gemara had said, Meliach is kiroseach, and kavush is kimavushal. So we pointed out that there is another halacha called Meliach. Meliach is like roseach. Now I'm going to present now the Mechaber as understood by the Shach. Okay? At least the issue in the Mechaber is presented by the Shach. One could argue the following idea. And that is that when did the Gemara say kavush is kemevushal? We've seen in other contexts that that's 24 hours. But when it comes to maliach, then there's another halacha called roseach. Now, you and I know that roseach does its magic, al pi halacha, within a much shorter period of time. I would like to argue in Hilchos Shabbos that it takes 20 minutes, okay, for a bishul to take place. I'll give you an explanation. I have Yetzirah to explain to you why I hold that way now, but it's not right for the Shirin Yardei. If you're interested why, we'll discuss afterwards. We discussed this in Hilchos Shabbos. But Bishul, and that makes sense, right? When you have a piece of meat, it doesn't cook in the first moment. It cooks, let's say, 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. That's the normal length of time for Bishul. Okay. One could imagine that even though we say soaking takes 24 hours, when it comes to salt, salt actually does something very, very powerful. Hence, Chazal said, Meliach is kiroseach. So Rabosai comes along the Mechaber over here and alludes, I'm not saying the Mechaber is saying this, because I have to be careful, but the Mechaber alludes to the fact that there's another category, and that is when you're soaking something in an item that's more potent than, say, water, or more potent than ketchup. If you're soaking it in an area that has a din of roseach, then how long does resichas take place? So what did we learn by melicha? By melicha we learned that most rishonim hold that it takes max 18 minutes for it to be roseach. So it comes along the Mechaber and he says like this, V'imu kavush b'toch tzir or b'toch chometz, if it's soaking inside tzir. Now what's tzir? So I was thrown off by what tzir is, and I looked up here, you know, sometimes to get to real Iyun, you have to get the Metzius down. And the art scroll is fantastic. The art scroll is makbid on the Gemara of Dag Besoch Tzir, that they say that it's brine, that's how I always translate it, but they say salt brine. So tzir means not just simply that the fish was sitting in water, but rather it's salt, it's salt. Tzir is salt. Let's put aside vinegar for a second. Im shah kadeshi yitnenu ala or, if it sits there for the amount of time that it would sit on the fire v'yar siach v'yaschel of zvashel, hareyu kemevushel, then it's considered mevushel. Now, by the way, the post can point out this might even be less than 18 minutes. We saw by melach that melach does its magic in 18 minutes. But it could be that this is even a shorter period of time. And that is the amount of time that it would sit on the fire and begin to cook. It didn't even say complete the cook. Begin to cook. So here the post can range between 6 minutes and 10 minutes. This is quoted nicely by the Shiras Hayam, different contemporary shitas. 6 minutes to 10 minutes. 6 minutes to 10 minutes already be awesome. Now this Rabosai is a massive chumrah that if you learned with me for an hour and 15 minutes, you wouldn't have gotten this impression at all. And that is that a lot of the examples that we gave, tomato dip, right? That might not take 24 hours. It might take a tomato dip 6 minutes to become fleishig. 6 minutes to become treif.
Why?
Why? Because it has a din of roseach, and you measure it, these Rishonim hold, you measure it at the pace of Bishul Mamish. They understand that the din of that it has a din of Mevashel, Pshuto Kimashmo, that it has the same rate. Now, I agree, Rav Eitan, if you had asked me, I would have made some type of pshara. I would have said, cut 24 hours in half, 12 hours, 6 hours, and so on. But no, it's Mefurish and Shulchan Aruch, the amount of time it takes to heat up on a fire. They look at this Maliach Kiroseach as the amount of time. That's
here.
Oh, very good. So that's the question. Very good. Comes along the Shach in Sifkatan. So Rabosai here, let's just order our shitas. On the one hand, this is Geshmak. Tell me if you need me to put it on the board. But if you don't, this should be clear to understand. On the one hand, we have Shitas Rashi, quoted by the Mordechi, who says the chometz and probably tzir are the only things that do bishul, that do kavush. Excuse me, are the only things that do kavush. And how long would that take place? How long would that transpire? 24 hours. That's Shitas Rashi. We don't paskin that way. We paskin everything does kavush in 24 hours. Mi'ikor didina. We're choshish for that, that everything does it. And then we have another issue. And that is the chometz that Rashi said was 24 hours might actually be 6 minutes. And that's how Shulchan Aruch paskins. Shulchan Aruch paskins that seer and chometz is 6 minutes. Comes along the shaft in Sifkatan Beis and he says, I'll chisel away a kula for you. And he says, this is true about seer, because he learns the lumdus that I presented, that this is a din not of kavush, that the seifa of Sif Katan, of Sif Aleph, the title of today's shir should not be kavush, but rather, what should it be? It should be two things, kavush umalicha, two things, kavush and malicha. This is a din in maliach, time is the shach. So says the Shach, that's true in regards to tzir, because as the art scroll taught us, that tzir is salt brine. If it's salt brine, so then in such a case, salt could work at that pace. But chometz, it doesn't apply to chometz. When it comes to chometz, chometz is going to take 24 hours. This is the shita of the Shach in Sifkatan Beis. The Be'er Agra, interestingly, thinks that the Shach is right. Take a look at the Be'er Agra, Sifkatan Tes. Kedarko B'Kodesh, the Agra does a brilliant summary of the whole sugya. Kach Kosova Rosh, this is what the Rosh writes, Bitzir. V'taymo, Kivan Shu Mevushal, Misharina B'Shir Bishul, K'moshe Kosova Agonim. The Shir Meliach, Kishir Tzliya. Just like we saw that the Gemara in Tzad Yizayin Obeis says that the Shir Meliach is Shir Tzliya, and Meliach is Keroseach. V'lomad Beis Yosef, here the can't you see it? The Gra in a referee outfit, he throws a flag. Said the Gra throws a flag. How does he do it? You have to read the Gra. The Gra is very nuanced. V'lomad Beis Yosef, that's already the Gra throwing a flag. The Beis Yosef learned from the Rosh, to who have been l'chometz, that the same applies to vinegar, that just like we say in regards to salt brine, the same would be. And then he says, Avol, and then by the way, he says, that is the Mashmos in Maestros, and in Shabbos, this is a classic Gra that he gives you, that he knows all of Shas on his fingertips. Avol, by the way, I have an aura, the Gra knew all Shas on his fingertips, but 75% of the time when you'll be blown away by the Gra's Mar Makomos, will be just, I'm not minimizing, will be that the Gra knew Zrum and Tahara's cold. That's usually the things that on the most basic level in Yoredeya, when the Gra is razzle dazzle in his Mar Makomos, is just that he remembered how every Mishnah in Zrum and Taharos is connected to Isser V'Heter. So it's about really knowing Mishnais. That's the first step of becoming a Gra, is to really, really know Mishnais. Continues the Gra, Avol Rosh, Beperik Hey Davodazara, Kosav. The chometz gam kein beina meis la'eis. The chometz also needs meis la'eis. V'daf getzir. Kosav kein. So he says there's a stira in the Rosh himself. The Rosh himself in Avodah Zarah, when he's talking about chometz, requires 24 hours. So therefore the Rosh slides with the Shach, And the Rush, therefore the Gra sides with the Shach and says, Halacha, this would only apply to Seir, would not apply to Chometz. So that was what Reb Zak was pointing out. That's a big nafkamina in terms of the tomato dip. The tomato dip, it depends. You have to find out how much salt is put inside. But it could very well be that most of it is like vinegar type of stuff, dressing and things like that. And there it could be that you could be makel for 24 hours. And this is a machlokes between the Gra and the Shach. How do we pass from the Maisel and Maisel? Who's going to... The Gra and the Shach on the one end versus the Mechaber. That's big guns to choose between. So that's why we have go-to Svarim. The go-to Sefer is the Chachmas Adam. So if you take a look, the Chachmas Adam in Klal Nun Ches, Siv Gimel. Let's start with Beis. Let's start with Beis. Shir Akvisha, this is in your booklet, about halfway through. Shir Akvisha Lesser, who lo pachos me'es le'es. Avol pachos mi'ze ein tzarech el ha'adacha. So normally you need 24 hours. And that's all you need. We pointed out that if you have Maliach, so then you will need to do Hadacha and times Klipa, but not more than that. Gimel. Bamedvar Mamurim Belach She'eno Chariv. When do we say it's 24 hours? That's only by Lach, that's not Chariv. Avol Imu Kovush Betoch Tzir. And look what the Chachma Sadun does. He does a Pshara. He says it depends on whether it's strong vinegar or weak vinegar. If it's kavish betoch tzir or bechometz chazak, or it's a strong vinegar, imsha kedei shi'etinenu ala arviyar siach v'yaslis basha reikim avushal, fits that period of time that the Shir's Hayam told us was between 6 and 10 minutes. Avol chometz sheifar, but if it's beer, ukeyot sebo, I would imagine tomato dip should be closer to beer than to chometz chazak, strong vinegar. Ukeyot sebo she'ene chazak, dino kishar mashkim, then it has a din of Sharmashkim. However, he points out, the Chachma Sadam points out, that his Pshara seems to be against a Taz. Which Taz? A Taz in Basar B'Cholof. You take a look, Rabosai, in Basar B'Cholof, Tzadi Vav Tes, the Taz in Tzadi Vav Tes, take a look. So if you take a look, let's do this Taz, it's a cool Taz. Here, the Taz is talking about what qualifies as Dover Harif. We've all learned that Dover Harif changes the rules of Duchka de Sakina. So there, the Mechaber says, Peros Chamutzim are also considered Dover Harif. So Taz says, B'toras Chatas Kosim Shem Yisav Heter, the Tapuchim Chamutzim Lo Mikri Dover Harif. So the Taz is makel against the Mechaber whether Apple, how would you translate it effectively? I got stuck with this when I was teaching the women as well. Tampuchim chamutzim, I don't know how to translate that. But either way, v'nir de makom asid yesh l'soch hazem, mitam shekasati b'samuch, okay, period. He's talking about that. And then you put a period, and he says, v'osa mashkin she'osa medinas rusia, misovim imayim shekorin also borscht. Borscht. Is borscht considered a davar chariv? Nira Pashut to Mikri Davar Harif. He says that's Pashut, that it is going to be called a Davar Harif. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Psachim and Ayin Dalin Amabez. The Gemara in Psachim Ayin Dalin Amabez talks about fruit juice as having the ability to pull out tam. That's what the Gemara describes. So he says if fruit juice could pull out tam, certainly borscht is going to be considered a davar charif. So the Chachmas Adam is intellectually honest, and he says that, by the way, what was the fruit there doing? The fruit there, juice, was pulling out dam. There the Gemara is discussing, if for whatever reason you didn't have salt, but for some reason it was mixed with fruit juice, the Gemara says it can pull out some dam as well. So just like the Meliach, the melach has a din of dam, so too the fruit juice also has going to have the din of dam. So Taz is making a kal v'chomer. If fruit juice could do it, so certainly borscht could be able to do it. So it comes along the Chachma Sadam, and the Chachma Sadam says, I have to be honest. The Taz was much more machmer than me. Because the Taz considers a chometz chazak, even something like borscht, even a fruit juice. But he says, he thinks that chometz chazak is something that's stronger than that, and therefore we have his pshara. And therefore, he says the following chiluk. He says, there's a chiluk between whether you're talking about a dish or you're going to be talking about food. If you're talking about food, he says, l'chatchili should be machmir for the taz. And we should say that the halacha is that it's going to make the food asr, even when it comes to borscht, in 10 minutes. In 10 minutes, that would be enough. However, when it comes to a kli, there he says there's you could be makel, that it will take 24 hours to give off the tam. Okay. Why would you be more makel with a kli? Why would you be more makel with a kli? So we already started out. And we spoke about that kalim might not have the same genim, as well as the fact that there is a prima godim by us. This is one last point to conclude with, that each thing will complement each other. The prima godim is mesupak, which kalim, at sifkat and aleph, in the mishpat zav, is mesupak, which kalim have the din of kavush. So for example, he says, there are some who hold that metal doesn't have the din of kavush. Cheres has the din of kavush. Why? Because metal is more smooth. Cheres is more absorbent. And therefore, since the prima godim himself was already mechalik between different type of kalim, so comes along the chachma sadim says like this. He says, when it comes to the vinegar that's chazak, so then the halacha would be that by kalim you also have to be machmer. But if it's a vinegar that's weak, since anyhow there are many kalim that we're going to be able to makel, it's a tziruf hakulos, the chachmas adam is makel. But when it comes to everything else, we chometz also will have the din of being able to be mevashel right away. Yes, Rebbe Tam.
One. Shir 6 minutes for bishul.
He says that there's some who hold that.
The Shulchan Aruch says that pachus mizeh it would be asur to be because of meliach karesach. Meliach karesach when the mechaber is 18 minutes.
All right, so we had two different shitas. We had a shita that the first 18 minutes, or we had a shita after 18 minutes. Most hold that's the first 18 minutes. Right. By bishul chol we're machmir for both.
The first 18 minutes, that's including 1 minute.
Right, correct. Rebetan, the way I presented it, you're right. I can see why you would ask that question. And I presented that, that's a sheet of the Ramah. The Ramah quotes some who say that's 18. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
so
you want to ask.
So we're assuming in the
exactly.
And where's the Chacham Sadam that says we're going to be by Kalim?
No, I it's a prima godim. Oh, where did he say himself that? Yeah, in the parentheses. Take a look at the parentheses. The parentheses are in Gimel, v'chein kasev ataz, ach yesh yitzchus v'lomar, da-da-da, mekol mokom nir d'dvar v'nechonim, v'chein nir li d'bedover machl yesh lachm v'chol chometz, afil einu chazak, avul inyin lesser kli, dafke chometz chazak. Okay? So the taz was machmir even by chometz that's not chazak, but the Chachma Sadam says, I differentiate in the body between chazak and not chazak, because at least you could be medical in regards to kalim. All right, last fascinating question is in regards to what does it mean that it will be mevashel, that the halacha is that kavush is kemevashel. So if you take a look just at the opening words of the Chachmas Adam, so there in the beginning of Klal Nun Ches, he writes as follows, Kiblu chazal de kavush u kemevashel, ratzalomer shemavliya ki'ilu bishlo yachad. It's mavliya as if it would cook together. Avol ein ritzon alomer, he says in the parentheses, she'ed l'chol dover kimavushel, sharei l'inyin basav chal pater umutter min ha-Torah. So he says, of course it doesn't mean that it literally cooks. It means as the ability to be mavliya and maflet. This is a nafkamina in Hilchos Shabbos. If someone does kavush, is it considered as if they're cooking min ha-Torah or not? So says the Chachma Salam Sadar Pasha, it's not considered as if they cooked. It means as the din of giving off tam as maflit umavliya, and he's medayik that the Rambam brings down the halacha of kavush kemevushel in a even though kavush is usher on Shabbos, it's usher to soak. People are not aware of that. That's usher to soak on Shabbos, but that's a shvus derabanan that resembles cooking, but it's not considered cooking itself, because the Rambam brings it down in Perichav Beis and not in Perik Tes of Ilcha Shabbos, where he brings down the Isser of Bishul. Tom v'nishlam, the siyata d'shmaya, we've concluded everything that I think is important that we do in Hilchos Taruvos for Halacha L'maisa. By the way, there's a beautiful Aruch HaShulchan that I saw that we basically covered almost everything that the Aruch HaShulchan touches on, Misiach L'fitumi, but I would highly encourage you that in the booklet to go through the Aruch HaShulchan in Se'ifim Zayin through Yud Beis. He really summarizes the whole discussion, many of the issues that we raised over here. And we learned Siv Beis, we learned in we did Kufei. I think everything that we needed to do B'siyata D'shmaya we've done. I decided in the past not to do Simen Kuf Tes, because Kuf Tes is the halachos of Yavish B'Yavish that get mixed up, which really, Baruch Hashem, doesn't happen very often. In other words, we have a treif piece of meat that's mixed up with kosher meats, but since they're classic halachos, I would recommend that at least you go through the Mechaber and the Ramah. As far as I said, we didn't do, there are two sets of halachos that we didn't do, because they also appear in Hilchos Hagolas Kelim. One is adding no Saint Hamlef Gam to a Taruvos, which comes up in terms of kashering things with dishwashers and so on. So that will come up in by Hilchos No Saint Hamlef Gam, as well as the halachos of knives and kashering knives and Ni'itza. So that also comes up in Hilchos No Saint Hamlef Gam. So that will be in Hilchos Hagolas Kelim. So Mirtz Hashem, after Purim, what we're going to do, the Siyata D'Shmaya is as follows. We're going to start Simin Kuf Chav Beis, which is a few Se'ifim long. Some of you are going to need to buy a new Shulchan Aruch, but I think most of you are not. Most of you? No, you will. You will need to buy a new Shulchan Aruch. I have to have a different Shulchan Aruch. So we're going to be starting Simin Kuf Chav Beis. There's a lot of purchases now. So we're going to be starting Simin Kuf Chav Beis, and we're also going to be, then that'll take probably one shiur, maybe two shiurim, and then we're going to go to Hilchos Hagolas Kelim B'Pesach. That's going to be Chelek Hay in the Mishnah Brura, Simin Tof Nun Aleph and Simin Tof Nun Beis. Our primary text is going to be the Mishnah Brura itself. Well, of course, to use it, it's kedai to use a Tur Beis Yosef as well, but our primary text is going to be the Mishnah Brura and the Be'er Halacha, which has the Mechaber and the Ramah, and that will take us, Mirtz Hashem, until Pesach. What I would like to do, if it's okay with you, is try to get as many shiurim as we can in terms of Hagolah, because I like to do in Yonah Diyoma. I never could bring myself, when the Tivari used to do Megillah after Pesach, I can never bring myself to do Megillah after Purim. So I would like to get as much as Hagolah's Kelim HaPesach in before, and so therefore the Bechina will have Mirtz Hashem after Pesach. In other words, Pesach break will be time to study for the Bechina. That will be Taruvos, and whatever we do in Hilchos Hagolas Kelim, and then the last Bechina will be at the end of the year, which will be the rest of Hagolas Kelim, and Tvilas Kelim, very important halachos, and Bishul Akum. So that Mirtz Hashem will be our limud together. Yashar Koach. Looking forward to dancing together on Purim.